Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week of the podcast. There is a heat advisory here in Santa Fe, New Mexico, for at least the next 24 hours. And I think what I'm doing right now kind of demonstrates how committed to you I am, dear listeners, because right now I'm sitting in my car. It's a black car. It's hot, but I'm here to record the intro and the outro for this week's podcast. And if that doesn't say I love you, I don't know what else does. This week, I need to thank Maggie Hanley for introducing me to her very, very dear friend, Des Baugh, who stars on the EMC show Dark Winds. You can find this show on Amazon Prime and on AMC, as I stated before, and I love the show because it's filmed here in the desert Southwest. I absolutely love the show because there's a mystery in there. There's kind of a little detective story. It's a little scary sometimes. And it also beautifully kind of illustrates the Navajo, or as they like to be called, the Diné way of life. I urge all of you to binge watch this show. It is absolutely exceptional. Des Baugh is many things, as most of my guests on this podcast are, as you well know. She is an actor, she's also a screenwriter, and she's an enchanting person to talk to. We had such a great conversation, and I just found myself reveling in her wisdom and her wit. So now, without further ado, episode 128 of Bite-Sized Blessings.
That journey from that time when I'm like, no, I'm going to be working on giving to myself because I gave so much away. And I was looking so outwardly to this person who I thought was going to support me, and then they didn't. I have to support my kid, and I don't know how. And you just got to dig deep.
To hear any stories that you'd like to share of anything magical or miraculous that have that's happened in your life.
Oh my God, too many to share. I just have to kind of pick one. Everything in my life has really been, my eyes were opened really in 2016 when I say that my life fell apart. You know, I had been with my daughter's father for a while, and I kind of consequently brought them to New Mexico. I'm always trying to find a way to come back home from being away. I mean, I loved being away. I love living in New York. I love living in Boston. That was great. And I love the vibe. I did like the culture, the fast paced. I'm a fast person. So I love that. But I was also missing home. I was missing my family. I was missing the food, missing the desert. And I was always trying to figure out how to get home, but like, I couldn't just like come home. I had to have a reason. And now I'm moving away from having a reason just because I want to. That's reason enough. And so I got a job working for the Navajo Nation on a whim. And so I brought my kid with me, had my mom help me out. She stayed with me in Gallup for most of the year. And she helped take care of my kid while I was at work. In the meantime, establishing, you know, daycare and stuff like that. Because you're out in the middle of nowhere and babysitters are hard to find. And my mom's like, I'll just do it for you. And then her father moved, and then I'm like the most practically romantic person that there is. That, you know, I decided to call off our engagement for very good reasons. And then stupidly decided that the best course of action, since nothing else was working, to get married. And then, of course, that quickly ended, in part because of the film industry as well. I thought I had his support, and I did. And then he turned around and took it away and said, you know, I was selfish and I was only thinking of myself. And I wasn't thinking of the family. And I'm like, that is a blatant lie. And I, of all the other millions of reasons that I had before then, it only occurred to me then the kind of person that I was dealing with, and it was just never, ever going to change. And the only thing that I could do really in this situation was for me to change myself. And so I was slowly kind of pulling away, but I needed a reason. And I finally ended up getting a reason, and I'm cutting through a lot of dramatic, traumatic stuff, which I don't mind going into. I just don't know how far depth, you know, to deal with that, you know, with this interview. But, you know, when I made the decision that this was not going to be a part of how I was raising my child, and that this was something that had to stop, I moved forward. And what I say is I took a bet on myself. And that's one of the biggest lessons that I'm still trying to remember. Bet on yourself. You're your own best bet. You know, talking to someone else today too, it's just like, you know, you don't have that support that you think you deserve, expect, want, desire, need. And when it comes down to it, you are only able to support yourself. And like a cottonwood tree is my big imagery lately. In part because at the jumping here to the Bosque Redondo incarceration of the Navajos in the at the end of the Long Walk, they planted the Inde, the Apache, and the Navajo, the Diné, planted a bunch of cottonwoods along the acequia, and some of them are still standing to this day, and they're huge. And one of the things that I learned about cottonwoods is that there is actually just a root system. You don't actually really cut a tree, that is just kind of like a mushroom. It's just this complex underneath the ground. And then there's a giant tap root that goes deep, deep, deep to find the water. So when I say, you know, that the matriarchy, the matrilineal, the Navajo way of life, the teachings that we have are significantly important as women, as a society, as a culture. We support ourselves. And through that system of digging deep and finding that water and finding the support and supporting ourselves so that we can grow stronger and bigger, we can provide the support to those around us, whether it's shade or, you know, a swing from the tree, kind of like the giving tree, but not so codependent. And you know, I'm not going to give you my whole self. I'm here to support myself and others. And so then that has been the process all this time, is that growth of that system, that growth of that taproot, that growth of how do I support myself? How do I take care of myself? Because one, I wasn't taught that, you know, not to throw shade at my mom or dad or my family, but, you know, that was just not something that they gave me as best as they could. They gave me what they only knew how. And you're only as strong as the support system you have before you. And so I'm like, I'm digging as deep as I possibly can go for myself and for my future family, for my kid and those around me. You know, my kid's like, she might adopt somebody. She tells me, she's like, I'm aromantic. I don't believe in love. I'm like, okay. And so that journey from that time when I'm like, no, I'm going to be working on giving to myself because I gave so much away. And I was looking so outwardly to this person who I thought was going to support me, and then they didn't. I have to support my kid, and I don't know how. And you just got to dig deep. And that's why I'm saying, like, it's only now through me moving away from the church and moving away from that indoctrination, that I really truly found the words of Jesus Christ applicable to my life. Let those who have ears hear, and those, you know, who understand these words, let them, you know, grow in your heart. And that's when I'm saying it truly, I understand that. Living in beauty, right? Wozhou. In beauty, it is finished. And at the end of that scene where I'm burying my daughter, Wozhou na hasli. In beauty, it returns. Because love is only the only thing that you ever have. And it can't be destroyed. It's only transformed. So I'm working with that now in my life of how to, like the tree, filter, take in the water, you know, into my roots. And, you know, how do I allow everything to just to come back and not hold on to anything? Just let it be and be a part of that beauty. Be a part of love. And that's how I support, is being a part of.
To this podcast, and after the credits, after the music is over, there is more of our conversation. It's a little bit of a little extra, a little Easter egg after this entire episode, so be sure to check it out if it interests you. I need to thank my wonderful guest, Des Ba, for being on the show. She had absolutely no idea who I was, but based on her good friend and mine, she agreed to be a guest, and I'm ever so grateful to her for that. There will be a link under the episode show notes to the show Dark Winds. I just think everybody should watch it. It'll give you a bit of an idea of what's going on here in the desert Southwest, of the nature of the flora and the fauna, but also give you an idea of just how beautiful it is here. I need to thank the creators of the music used in this episode: Justin Allen Arnold, Music L Files, Stephen O'Brien, Palash Sunvaya, Frank Schroeder, and Sasha End. For complete attribution, please see the Bite-Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com. On the website, you'll find links to Dark Winds the Show, books, music, playlists, all sorts of delicious items I hope lighten and brighten your day. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Des Ba. Never give up, and always remember that it's you. You are beautiful. You have something to bring to this world. The world keeps asking us as women, but also as humans, to give and give and give in so many different ways. But as I was reminded recently, how am I going to give? How am I going to have that energy to put out into the world if I don't take care of myself first? So be like Des Ba. Honor yourself. Honor your gifts. Honor your way of being in the world, and take care of yourself. And then with a more balanced life, you can go out and make this world a beautiful place.
I don't know if you just saw me jump, but there was a huge thing of thunder just there that scared the crap out of me. So totally just flinched. I'm so sorry. tell you that I really, really appreciate, well, at the end of the season of Dark Winds, they are, the word beauty, I think, is so important. And I started crying when they were burning the Letterman's jacket on that fire. And I'm going to totally mess this up, but they say something like, there's beauty in the, under us, there's beauty above us. Like, I mean, this whole incredibly gorgeous scene. And I just thought, so many people, if we just walk through our lives understanding that, you know, just in general, that there's beauty in front of us, behind us, all around us, that we're surrounded by beauty. It just really struck this chord for me. And I did start crying. I'm just going to admit that, because it was just this gorgeous, gorgeous reminder. Mm-hmm. And so you speaking about it, you know, talking about beauty. And I also think, I also thought to myself, you're talking about love, and the greatest of these is love. And I thought to myself, okay, so is love encompassed inside beauty, or is beauty inside love? Or maybe both.
Mm-hmm. So that's part of the beauty way prayer, like both the Wajol Nahasri and then also Wajol Sitch-Iji. It means, you know, there's the different directions: beauty above me, beauty below me, beauty before me, beauty behind me, beauty within me. And it's just, and it's really, Wajol is just like a way of life, like balance, beauty, love. It's all encompassing of those things. It's really what it is. Again, the creation, you know, God, what is that? What is God? It is pure love. And, you know, sometimes we get so hung up on joy and happiness, thinking that like, oh, that means that like the world, like the birds are singing and, you know, there's just, you know, and then there's bad and there's ugly. And then it's like, oh, there's this and this. And what I really come to understand is just, it's like, there's this, like, it's like almost none of those things. It is just this contentment. It is a being a part of, because you can't really be a part of, and you can't really, you know, like you, it's just, it's a mixture of all those things. And it's not really so much like bird singing and being in love and giddy and butterflies in your stomach and that sort of thing. That's like a feeling. It's really, there's like this peace, and there's like this knowing, and there's like this understanding. And one of the things that I do love about there's many things, of course, but one of the huge things that I love about my Christian family, my mom and my dad, is I can really talk to them about anything. And even my crazy, you know, transition from being, you know, this God-fearing, Jesus Bible-thumping type of upbringing to just talking about, you know, Alan Watts. And, you know, this idea that, you know, we are the creators, we are God. And what does that really mean? And having this conversation with another friend of mine is, if we really truly understand our power as human beings, in the sense that we are so capable of both beauty, ugly, death, destruction, creation, love, loving all those parts of ourselves that we don't like, that don't make sense, and being okay. I'm okay, right? I love everything. I you know, I see the flaws in me and you, and we're okay. You know, there's a lot to all the other religions as well. Kali, death, destruction, chaos, renewal. In death, there is life. You know, in life, there is death. And, you know, once we're born, we start dying. And is death really ugly? And, you know, this idea that all of these things combine. So when we talk about like beauty and love, it's not beauty and it's not butterflies of love. It's like there's a balance and there's a contentment and there's like this process, and it's always moving and changing and being and evolving. And there's never like a finite sense of black or white. It's always just kind of this entity. And so we can call that God, we can call that love, but we also have to recognize that it's not outside of ourselves. It is within us. It is all around us. We are a part of that creation. We are a part of that love. We are a part of that beauty. We recognize our full capacity as creators, as love, also destroyers. I'm going to go see Oppenheimer tonight. And what that really means, that in a blink of an eye, things can go and also become.